The evening plays on in dances and whispers, smiles and promises. The champagne has flowed freely, and people laugh merrily, forgetting their cares. Soon the chaperones lose interest in guarding their charges, preferring to dance themselves or play whist and other card games in a room downstairs. When at last Simon returns to the ballroom from his card game, I am all nerves.
"There you are,"
he says, smiling.
"Have you saved me another dance?"
I can't help myself. "I thought perhaps you might be dancing with Miss Worthington." He frowns.
"A dance with the carnivorous Felicity? Why, has she eaten all the other available gentlemen?"
I'm so relieved by this that I laugh in spite of my friendship with Felicity. "I shouldn't laugh. You're being horrible."
"Yes,"
Simon says, raising an eyebrow.
"I'm very good at being horrible. Would you like to find out?"
"What do you mean?"
"Shall we take a walk?"
"Oh," I say, my fear mixed with a sliver of excitement. "I'll just inform Mrs. Bowles, then." Simon smiles.
"It is only a walk, and look how she's enjoying a dance. Why should we disrupt her happiness?"
I don't wish to upset Simon, to make him think I'm such a bore, but it is improper for me to leave with him alone. I don't know what to do. I really should inform Mrs. Bowles.
"Very well,"
Simon says. Smiling, he excuses himself. Now I've done it. I've pushed him away. But moments later, he returns with Felicity and Anne.
"Now we are safe. Or at least your reputations are secure. I don't know about mine."
"What is this about?"
Felicity demands.
"If you ladies would care to join me in the billiards room, you shall find out soon enough,"
Simon says, taking his leave. We wait a respectable length of time before making our way upstairs to the Worthingtons' billiards room. If I felt ill at ease about being alone with Simon, I feel doubly so about having Felicity with us.
"What have you in mind, Simon?"
she asks. Hearing her use Simon's name so freely gives me a sick feeling in my stomach. Simon walks to the bookcase and pulls a volume from the shelf.
"You intend to read to us?"
Felicity wrinkles her nose. She pushes a white ball across the wide green felt of the table. It smashes into the neat triangle in the centre, sending the other balls careening against the bumpers. He reaches into the space behind the book and brings out a bottle of thick, emerald green liquid. It is like no liquor I have ever seen before. "What is that?" I ask, my mouth gone dry. His lips curve into a roguish smile.
"A bit of the green fairy. She is a most congenial mistress, I think you'll find."
I'm still confused.
"Absinthe, the drink of artists and madmen. Some say the green fairy lives in a glass of absinthe, and she spirits you away to her lair where all manner of strange and beautiful things can be seen. Would you like to try living in two worlds at once?"
I don't know whether to laugh or cry at this. "Oh," Anne says, worried. "I think perhaps we should get back. Surely we have been missed."
"Then we shall say we were in the cloakroom having a tear in your dress mended," Felicity says. "I wish to try absinthe."
I don't wish to try absinthe. Well, perhaps a little bit, if I could be certain how it would affect me. I'm afraid to stay, but I don't want to leave the room now or let Felicity share this experience with Simon alone. "I'd like to try it too," I croak.
"An adventurous spirit,"
Simon says, smiling at me.
"That's what I love."
Reaching in again, Simon brings out a flat, slotted spoon. He pours himself half a glass of water from a decanter. He sets the glass on the table and places the strange spoon over the glass's opening. With graceful fingers, he reaches into his pocket and retrieves a cube of sugar, which he perches atop the spoon. "What is that for?" I ask.
"To take away the bitterness of the wormwood."
Thick as tree sap, green as summer grass, the absinthe flows over the sugar, dissolving it on its relentless way. Inside the glass, a beautiful alchemy is taking place. The green swells into a milky white. It is extraordinary.
"How does it do that?" I ask.
Simon takes a coin from his pocket, palms it, and shows me his empty hand. The coin has disappeared.
"Magic."
"Let's see if it is,"
Felicity says, reaching for the glass. Simon holds it away, hands it to me.
"Ladies first,"
he says. Felicity looks as if she could spit in his eye. It is a cruel thing to do, to goad her so, but I must be cruel myself because I can't help being satisfied that I'm the one chosen first. My hand shakes as I take the glass. I half expect this strange drink to turn me into a frog. Even the smell is intoxicating, like licorice spiced with nutmeg. I swallow, feel it burn my throat. The moment I finish, Felicity grabs it from me and drinks her share. She offers it to Anne, who takes the tiniest of sips. At last it goes to Simon, who takes his turn and passes it to me again. The glass makes its rounds thrice more till it has been drained.